Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're diving into FreePBX.
FreePBX.
An open source platform for building phone systems.
Oh, very cool.
You know, you're interested in learning more about FreePBX and maybe even contributing to the project.
Yeah.
So we've pulled together info from the FreePBX website, official documentation, and a few community posts.
Awesome.
So think of this like we're giving you the VIP tour of FreePBX.
Okay.
You know, from what it is and why it's so popular to how it actually works and all the cool ways you can get involved.
Interesting.
Even if you don't write code.
I like that.
Yeah.
So it's fascinating how FreePBX really embodies this idea of freedom in how we communicate.
Okay, so let's break down what that freedom actually looks like.
Yeah.
From what I'm seeing, FreePBX lets you build a custom phone system without the big price tag of traditional proprietary software.
Right.
It's like taking control of your communication destiny, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Imagine a small business owner frustrated with expensive restrictive phone systems. FreePBX lets them create a system that fits their needs A&D budget.
Right.
Without being locked into a specific vendor.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's built on Asterisk, another open source telephony project, seems to add even more flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
But before we go further, for those who are new to this, can you explain what an IPPBX is?
Sure. IPPBX stands for Internet Protocol Private Branch Exchange.
Okay.
It's basically a phone system that uses your internet connection to make and receive calls instead of traditional phone lines.
Gotcha.
And the private branch exchange part means it's like having your own mini phone company within your organization.
Okay.
With features like call routing, voicemail, and extensions.
Okay, that's helpful.
Yeah.
So FreePBX basically gives you the tools to build your own IPPBX without breaking the bank.
Yeah.
And they claim to be the world's most popular open source IPPBX.
Yeah.
What makes them stand out?
Well, the open source part is key.
Yeah.
It means the software's source code is freely available. So anyone can use, modify, and distribute it.
Right.
This leads to some pretty amazing advantages.
Yeah.
Starting with the fact that it's unlimited.
Okay.
You're not restricted in features, users, or anything like that.
So whether you're a small startup or a large enterprise, FreePBX can grow with you.
Precisely.
Wow.
And it doesn't sacrifice security.
It's okay.
The project is maintained by Sangoma's professional development team,
mm-hmm.
which gives it a level of reliability that you might not find with some smaller open source projects.
Right. That's reassuring, especially for businesses handling sensitive information.
Absolutely.
From a practical standpoint.
Yeah.
I also see they emphasize its customizability and the fact that it works on a wide variety of hardware and virtual machines.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a big win for businesses with existing IT infrastructure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you don't need to be a coding whiz to manage it all.
Right.
The intuitive GUI, that's graphical user interface,
right.
basically a visual way to control things, makes it user-friendly even for those who aren't super tech savvy.
So even someone like me could potentially set up a FreePBX system.
With a little patience and the help of the excellent documentation, absolutely.
Wow.
And remember, FreePBX plays well with most commercial hardware and endpoints,
mm-hmm.
thanks to its open standards foundation, so you're not limited to specific vendors.
It's great to hear.
Yeah.
Speaking of documentation, let's talk about getting started with FreePBX.
Okay.
I see they offer a few different installation methods.
If you're comfortable working with the command line, the GitHub-hosted script for Debian OS is a popular option.
Now, for those who might be new to the command line, myself included, can you explain what that is and how it works? I understand that Debian is an operating system, sort of like Windows or Mac OS, but what does it mean to use a GitHub-hosted script?
Think of the command line like a text-based way to interact with your computer.
Okay.
Instead of clicking icons, you type in commands to tell it what to do. GitHub is a website where developers store and share code.
Mm-hmm.
And a script is essentially a set of instructions that the computer can follow automatically.
Okay.
So this GitHub-hosted script is basically a pre-written set of instructions that you can download and run on your Debian system to install FreePBX.
Okay.
It simplifies the process by automating many of the steps that you would otherwise have to do manually.
That makes it sound less intimidating.
Yeah.
It's like having a step-by-step guide that does the heavy lifting for you.
Exactly.
But for those who prefer a more visual approach, there's also a pre-installed FreePBX distribution you can download, right?
Exactly. They've got options for every comfort level.
Okay, that's great.
And here's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Even if you're not a programmer,
okay.
there are tons of ways to get involved and contribute to the FreePBX project.
I like that.
They actually highlight 10 different ways to contribute, which is pretty awesome.
That's what I love about open source projects. The community aspect is so strong. Okay, let's dive into those 10 ways to contribute.
First off, everyone can contribute just by using FreePBX and providing feedback.
Okay.
If you encounter bugs, have feature suggestions, or just want to share your experience, the community forums and issue tracker are great places to do so.
It's like being part of a giant focus group, helping to shape the future of the software.
Right.
That's much more engaging than just being a passive user.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And if you're good at explaining things, contributing to the documentation or creating tutorials is incredibly valuable.
This is where people who love to write or create how-to videos can really shine, right?
Yes.
Making FreePBX accessible to a wider audience.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
And speaking of helping others, there's also a huge need for folks who can answer questions and support new users on the forums.
I imagine the FreePBX community, like many open source communities, is full of passionate individuals who are eager to share their knowledge and help each other out.
Yeah.
It's a great way to connect with like-minded people.
Yeah, it is.
Now, for the coding enthusiasts out there,
right,
contributing code is obviously a major way to get involved.
Yes, whether it's fixing bugs, adding new features, or even just improving the existing code, every contribution is valuable.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be a seasoned programmer to make a difference.
Okay.
Even small contributions, like updating code comments to make the code easier to understand, can be incredibly helpful.
So even someone who's just starting out with coding can find a way to contribute.
Absolutely. There are tasks for all skill levels.
That's awesome.
And for those who love to break things and find flaws, testing and quality assurance are crucial aspects of any software project.
Right.
Especially one like FreePBX that handles important communications.
Yeah. So beta testing new versions, reporting bugs, and sharing your testing results can make a huge impact on the stability and reliability of the software.
Exactly. Every bug report and piece of feedback helps make FreePBX better for everyone.
I like that.
And if you're the type who loves to spread the word about things you're passionate about, simply sharing your positive experiences with FreePBX can be a huge help.
That's what I call word of mouth marketing.
Yeah.
Tell your friends, colleagues, social media followers,
right,
anyone who might benefit from knowing about this awesome open source solution.
Exactly. You never know who you might inspire to try FreePBX or even get involved in the project.
That's awesome.
Now let's talk about some of the ways you can contribute financially.
Right, because even open source projects need funding to thrive.
Mm-hmm.
So sponsoring development through direct financial contributions is definitely an option for those who have the means and believe in the project's mission.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And there's also the option of creating complementary products.
Right.
This is where developers can build modules, integrations, or other tools that enhance FreePBX's functionality and cater to specific user needs.
It's like building an entire ecosystem around FreePBX.
Right.
Expanding its capabilities and making it even more powerful and versatile.
Exactly.
Very cool.
Now, when it comes to security, if you happen to discover any vulnerabilities in the software,
yeah,
it's important to report them responsibly.
Responsible disclosure is crucial in the open source world.
Yes.
It helps to protect users and ensure the project's long-term stability. So instead of exploiting any vulnerabilities you find,
yeah,
report them to the FreePBX team so they can be addressed properly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And finally, a simple but effective way to support FreePBX is to buy Sangoma products.
Okay.
When you purchase their hardware phones, SIP trunking services, or even their commercial PBX system, which is built on FreePBX, you're directly supporting the ongoing development and maintenance of the project.
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
You get high-quality products and services,
yep,
and your purchase helps to sustain the open-source project that makes it all possible.
Exactly.
That brings us to the end of our discussion on contributing to FreePBX.
Okay.
I'm really impressed by the variety of options available, and it shows how much the project values community involvement.
It truly does. And speaking of community,
okay,
let's move on to the heart of FreePBX, the vibrant and passionate group of people who make it all happen.
That's a great segue into the next part of our deep dive.
Yeah.
But before we go there, I want to take a moment to address those who might be feeling a bit overwhelmed by all this information.
Sure.
Especially if they're new to the world of open source or telephony.
That's a good point. It's important to remember that you don't need to be an expert to appreciate and benefit from FreePBX.
Right.
There are plenty of resources available to help you get started, and the community is incredibly welcoming and supportive.
So don't be intimidated. take your time.
Yeah.
Explore the free PVX website, check out the forums, and maybe even download the software and play around with it.
Absolutely.
You might be surprised at how easy it is to get started.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe someday you'll be the one sharing your knowledge and helping others on their free PVX journey.
I like that.
But for now, let's take a closer look at this amazing community that makes free PBX so special.
Sounds good to me. Let's dive in.
Okay.
So we've talked about what free PBX is and all the cool ways to contribute to the project.
Right.
Now let's zoom in on the community itself.
Okay.
From what I've gathered, it's a pretty lively bunch.
It really is.
Yeah.
There's a strong sense of camaraderie among free PBX users.
Uh-huh.
It's like they've all discovered this amazing secret.
Yeah.
And are excited to share it with the world.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
I'm seeing that their annual AstroCon event in Florida is a big deal for free PBX fans.
Yes, it is.
What's it like?
AstroCon is like a giant family reunion for the free PBX community.
Oh, wow.
You have developers, users, and even businesses that rely on free PBX all coming together to learn, share, and connect.
That's awesome.
There are workshops, presentations, and plenty of opportunities to network and just hang out with people who share your passion for open source communication.
So it's more than just a tech conference.
Right.
It's a chance to build relationships and learn from each other.
Exactly.
Yeah. And even if you can't make it to AstroCon in person,
yeah,
the online community is incredibly active.
It is.
The Free PBX Forum is a treasure trove of information with discussions on everything from basic setup to advanced troubleshooting.
Right.
It's a great place to ask questions, get help, and learn from the experiences of others.
Absolutely.
It sounds like a really supportive environment.
Very much so.
But let's zoom out for a second.
Okay.
Why should someone who might not be a tech expert care about free PBX and this whole open source thing?
That's a great question. Free PBX isn't just about technology. It's about changing the way we think about communication.
Okay.
It challenges the traditional model of relying on expensive proprietary phone systems from big companies.
Okay.
It gives individuals and businesses the power to create their own solutions.
Yeah.
Tailored to their specific needs.
So it's a bit of a David versus Goliath story.
In a way, yes.
Okay.
It's about empowering the little guy, giving them access to tools and technology that were previously out of reach. Yeah.
And because it's open source,
yeah,
you avoid the vendor lock-in that you often see with proprietary systems.
Can you explain what vendor lock-in means and why it's something to avoid? Vendor lock-in is when you're essentially stuck with a particular company's products or services because you've invested so much in their ecosystem.
Right.
It can make it difficult and expensive to switch to a different provider, even if there are better options available.
Yeah.
With free PBX.
Yeah.
You have the freedom to choose the hardware, software, and support services that best fit your needs without being tied to a specific vendor.
That makes a lot of sense, especially in today's fast-paced tech world where things are constantly changing.
Right.
So free PBX gives you more control and flexibility.
Exactly. And let's not forget the cost savings.
Right.
Without the licensing fees associated with proprietary systems, free PBX can significantly reduce your communication expenses.
That's a big win for businesses, especially startups and small businesses with limited budgets. And we can't underestimate the value of the community.
Yeah.
Having access to that network of experts and enthusiasts willing to help you out is a huge asset.
Absolutely. The free PBX community is a goldmine of knowledge and experience. It's like having a global support team at your fingertips.
Wow. That's great.
So even if you're not a techie,
yeah,
there are real tangible benefits to embracing this open source approach to communication.
Okay. So free PBX offers a compelling alternative to traditional phone systems.
Mm-hmm.
But throughout our deep dive, we keep coming back to this idea of freedom.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on what that means in the context of free PBX and why it's such a central theme?
The freedom in free PBX goes beyond just not paying for software licenses.
Right.
It's about having the freedom to choose, to customize, to experiment, and to control your own destiny when it comes to communication.
Wow.
It's about breaking free from the constraints of closed systems and embracing a more open and collaborative way of doing things.
That reminds me of the early days of the internet, where open standards and collaboration led to this incredible explosion of creativity and innovation.
Yeah.
It feels like free PBX is tapping into that same spirit.
You're spot on.
Yeah.
And just like the internet revolutionized the way we share information.
Right.
Free PBX has the potential to revolutionize the way we communicate.
It's exciting to think about the possibilities.
It is.
Now, when I circle back to something you mentioned earlier about avoiding vendor lock-in.
Okay.
Can you give some real-world examples of how Free PBX allows businesses to maintain that flexibility and control?
Sure. Imagine a company that's outgrown its current phone system.
Okay.
With a proprietary system, they might be forced to upgrade to a more expensive plan or even switch to a completely different system.
Right.
Which can be disruptive and costly.
Yeah.
With Free PBX.
Yeah.
They could simply add more hardware as needed, or even switch to a different provider for certain services, like SIP trunking,
okay,
without having to overhaul their entire system.
So it's about having options and not being trapped in a one-size-fits-all solution.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Another example is customization.
Yeah.
Let's say a business has very specific needs for call routing,
uh-huh,
or wants to integrate their phone system with their CRM software.
Okay.
With a proprietary system, they might be limited to the features offered by the vendor.
Right.
With Free PBX.
Yeah.
They can customize their system to their heart's content either by using existing modules or by developing their own.
That level of customization seems like a game changer.
It is.
Especially for businesses with unique workflows or those operating in specialized industries.
Absolutely. And because Free PBX is built on open standards, you can be confident that it will work with a wide range of devices and services both now and in the future.
So you're not just investing in a phone system, you're investing in a future-proof communication platform.
Exactly.
That's a compelling argument for Free PBX.
It really is, and I think that brings us back to the core of what makes Free PBX so special.
Okay.
It's not just about the technology, it's about the philosophy, the community, and the empowerment it provides.
Well said. And speaking of empowerment, I think we've done a great job of empowering our listener with a deep understanding of Free PBX.
Hopefully.
But before we wrap up, I want to leave them with something to ponder.
Oh, I like that I have just the thing.
Okay.
Now that you've glimpsed the power and potential of Free PBX,
yeah,
we challenge you to consider this. What role will you play in shaping the future of open source communication?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
It really gets to the heart of what we've been talking about.
Absolutely.
Would you be a user, a contributor, an advocate, or perhaps all three?
Right.
The choice is yours. Mm. But we hope that this deep dive has inspired you to explore the possibilities and see how you can be a part of this exciting movement.
Well said.
With that thought-provoking question hanging in the air, I think it's time to bring this deep dive to a close.
I agree. It's been a pleasure exploring the world of Free PBX with you.
Likewise to our listener, we hope you've enjoyed this journey into the heart of open source communication. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.
Yeah.
That's a great question to leave our listener with.
Yeah.
It really highlights the impact Free PBX can have on the world of communication.
It's exciting to think about how one open source project can potentially shift an entire industry.
Yeah.
Free PBX is a prime example of how technology can be a democratizing force, giving individuals and businesses more control over their communication infrastructure.
I think what's really resonated with me throughout this deep dive is how much emphasis Free PBX places on community.
Right.
It's more than just a piece of software. Mm-hmm. It's a movement.
Absolutely. And that sense of community is what drives innovation and ensures that Free PBX continues to evolve and meet the changing needs of its users.
So to our listener, if you're intrigued by what you've heard, we encourage you to take that next step.
Yeah.
Explore the Free PBX website.
Absolutely.
Dive into the forums.
Yeah.
Maybe even download the software and play around with it.
You don't need to be a tech expert to get started.
Right.
There are tons of resources available, and the community is incredibly welcoming and supportive.
Who knows? Maybe someday you'll be the one sharing your expertise and helping others on their Free PBX journey.
Exactly.
Well, we've reached the end of our deep dive into the world of Free PBX.
It's been a pleasure exploring this fascinating open source project with you.
Likewise, we hope you found this deep dive informative and inspiring. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.